The Obama administration has called for tough new restrictions on America's largest banks in an effort to prevent another financial crisis. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
U.S. President Barack Obama said on Thursday he will seek new limits on the size of banks and ban them from investing in or operating hedge funds or other risky investments for their own profit. Last week, he announced a $117 billion fee on banks to recoup taxpayers' money from the government bailout. The president said the proposed reforms would protect consumers.
We intend to close loopholes that allowed big financial firms to trade risky financial products like credit default swaps and other derivatives without oversight, to identify system-wide risks that could cause a meltdown, to strengthen capital and liquidity requirements to make the system more stable, and to ensure that the failure of any large firm does not take the entire economy down with it. Never again will the American taxpayer be held hostage by a bank that is too big to fail.
Obama added that the financial industry is still at risk.
The financial system is far stronger today than it was 1 year ago. It's still operating under the same rules that led to its near collapse. These are rules that allowed firms to act contrary to the interests of customers, to conceal their exposure to debt through complex financial dealings, to benefit from taxpayer-insured deposits while making speculative investments, and to take on risks so vast that they pose threats to the entire system.
Barack Obama's plans to regulate the banking industry have already been felt. Asian and U.S. stock markets tumbled Friday, with the Dow Jones closing down 2%, its worst fall since October, while Japan's Nikkei was also down. Meanwhile, shares in major U.S. banks Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Bank of America also fell. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.